Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Data Modeling Fundamentals. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Modeling and SQL Basics in the Database Administration for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of data modeling, understand entities, attributes, and relationships, and discuss the importance of data modeling in database design. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to effectively structure data using fundamental data modeling concepts, which are crucial for creating efficient databases. Main content basics of data modeling. Data modeling is the process of creating a visual representation of a system or its components. It serves as a blueprint for how data is stored, organized, and manipulated. The primary goal of data modeling is to ensure that data is structured correctly to meet the needs of the business. In the context of database design, data modeling helps you understand how different data elements relate to each other. It allows developers and stakeholders to visualize the data, making it easier to identify potential issues before the implementation phase. A well-designed data model can lead to improved data integrity, reduced redundancy, and better overall system performance. Data modeling typically involves creating diagrams that depict the relationships between entities and the attributes associated with them. These diagrams serve as an essential tool for communication among team members, ensuring that all stakeholders have a clear understanding of how the data will be organized and managed. Understanding entities, attributes, and relationships at the core of data modeling are three essential concepts: entities, attributes, and relationships. Entities. An entity represents a distinct object or concept within the data model. For example, in a finance application, entities might include customer, account, and transaction. Each entity serves as a container for related data. Attributes. Attributes are the specific details about an entity. For instance, a customer entity may have attributes such as name, email, and phone number. These attributes capture the characteristics of the entity and provide more context around the data. Relationships. Relationships define how entities interact with one another. There are typically three types of relationships. 1-to-1, an entity in A is related to one entity in B. For example, each customer has a unique account. 1-to-many, an entity in A can have multiple related entities in B. For example, a customer can have multiple transactions. Many-to-many, entities in A can relate to multiple entities in B and vice versa. For instance, multiple customers can access multiple services. Understanding these concepts helps you create a robust data model that accurately reflects the business requirements. Properly identifying entities and their relationships can significantly enhance the data model's effectiveness. Importance of data modeling in database design. Data modeling is a crucial step in the database design process as it lays the foundation for how data will be stored and accessed. Here are a few reasons why data modeling is important. Enhanced communication. A visual representation of data promotes clear communication among stakeholders, including developers, business analysts, and managers. This shared understanding helps ensure that everyone is aligned on data requirements and design. Improved data quality. A well-structured data model reduces data redundancy, which can lead to inconsistencies and errors. By defining relationships and constraints, you ensure that data remains accurate and reliable. Scalability and flexibility. A good data model allows for future growth. As business needs change, a well-designed model can adapt to accommodate new requirements without significant restructuring. Efficiency in development. Data modeling serves as a guide for developers. When the data structure is clearly defined, developers can focus on building the application rather than figuring out how to manage the data. Facilitates data analysis. A well-structured data model allows for easier data retrieval and analysis. When data is organized logically, it becomes more accessible for reporting and decision-making. In summary, data modeling is not just a preliminary step, it is an integral part of the database development lifecycle that significantly impacts the overall success of database applications. Examples to illustrate these concepts, let's consider a few examples relevant to the finance and fintech industries. Customer relationships. In a finance application, a customer entity might have attributes like customer ID, name, and account balance. The relationships can be established with entities like account, where each customer can have multiple accounts, and transaction, where each account can have many transactions. Loan management system. In a fintech context, you might have entities for loan, borrower, and payment. A borrower can take out multiple loans, one-to-many relationship, and each loan can have multiple payments associated with it, again, one-to-many. Investment portfolio. In an investment app, you might model entities like investor, investment, and market. Investors can have multiple investments, one-to-many, and each investment can be linked to different markets, many-to-many relationship. These practical examples demonstrate how data modeling can effectively structure complex data relationships in finance and fintech applications, enabling better management and analysis of data. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the fundamentals of data modeling, including the definitions and importance of entities, attributes, and relationships. We also discussed how effective data modeling is crucial for efficient database design and management. By understanding these concepts, you are now better equipped to structure data effectively, which is essential for your success in database administration. Reflection questions. How can you leverage data modeling to improve communication among stakeholders in your projects? In what ways does understanding entities and relationships enhance your ability to design a database that meets business needs? Reflect on a situation where poor data modeling led to issues in a project. What could have been done differently?